to see him. So maybe you guys want to use it for the 9 days. I leave it up to... I think you've certainly been here every night, right? Yeah. You've been here every night too on Shabbos? Well, not tomorrow night, so I'll be able to make to see him.
That's another.
No,
I haven't missed Shabbos.
The Shabbos he hasn't missed.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you missed Shabbos either yet so far. Have you missed any time on Shabbos? Well, I guess if you want to make a see him during the 9 days, I'm not trying to push anything.
I'll be late on next Wednesday night.
Oh, you're right. It is.
It's coming up. 12 more days.
That's true.
All right. Less, I mean, obviously less than 12.
Well, actually,
another movie that he made that was bad. It was a remake of a good movie, The Way It Gets Fat and Thin.
Oh, yes.
All right, you're on tape now. We're on Pay Alpha and Base. We're at Halacha Tes, Pay Alpha and Base. Akum Shiili Gizaner. You have a guy who lit a candle. Mishtamish Lo Roi Yisrael, a Jew can use the light of the candle. Being Mishtamish Yisrael, if however the guy lit the candle for a Jew, also, then it's forbidden to use the light of the candle. Mile Mayim Lashkos Behemto, if one filled up water to give to drink to his cow, a goy, Mashka Achrav Yisrael, then the Jew can use the water subsequently. Being Mishtamish Yisrael, if he filled up the water for the Jew, also it's forbidden. Also, Akum Kevish Leribov, the guy made a ramp to go down from a boat on Shabbos. Yerid Akum Yisrael, Jew can follow him. Bim Yisrael, if he made the ramp for the Jew, also is forbidden. Maestro and Gamliel's came as a Maestro Gamliel and the elders. Show you Bayan Bispino. They came in a boat on Shabbos. Also, Akum Kevish Leribov, and the guy made a ramp to go down. Beyond the boat came and all the elders went down after him. Okay, Litzorach Litzorach Yisrael. What about the case where it's Litzorach and Litzorach Yisrael? In other words, he did it both for himself and for the Jew, right? What's the halacha in that case? So, in fact, the Mishnah itself seems to indicate, the Mashbiach points out, that it's Mutzer, because it says, Im Bishvil Yisrael Osir. If he did it for the Jew, it's Osir, right? However, if he didn't do it for the Jew, but rather he did it for both, right, not just for the Jew, then it would be permitted. So, says more, but let's see what we see from this case. Shmuel Ikbil Gabi Chad Parsoi. Shmuel was a guest by a certain Persian. Now, Mashbiach points out it's critical that he was a guest by the Persian. That's an important point here. Okay, it's not for naught that that's brought down. Ife Butsina. The candle went out. Azal Ahu Parsoi, so the Persian guy went, by Madlakta, and he wanted to go light it again. Vava Shmuel Apoi. Shmuel turned around. He wouldn't use the candle. In fact, Mashbiach wants to say he was about to leave the house, but he turned around and used the candle. Came the chazitzim misalasi b'shtaroisav. Once he saw that the guy was doing it in order to look at his documents, yada delo begine adlokei. So he knew it wasn't lit for him. Vavach Shmuel apoy, and Shmuel turned back and remained. So Rabbi Yaakov bracha hadamra letzorach letzorach Yisrael aser. It sounds like initially Shmuel knew that Shmuel assumed it was for his purpose only, and then Shmuel realized it was both for him and for the goy. No, that's the opposite. That Shmuel initially thought it was for both him and the guy, and then he realized it's only for the guy, and that's why he said it was mutter. But it sounds like initially he thought it was also, even though it was for both him and the guy. Rabbi Yehuda. So we see here that it's also, right? It's also where it's for both him and the guy. Rabbi Yehuda said Shanahi. There it's different. There, the way Mashbiach explains very nicely, he says there Shmuel is in somebody else's house. So if it was for both him and the guy, so he should have just left. In your own house, if it's for both you and the guy, then you can remain. That's how we distinguish in the case of Shmuel and the case in the Mishnah. Again, in your own house, we don't make you leave your own house not to have hanor. As long as the guy did it for both you and him, it's okay, you can remain. In the guy's house, if the guy did it for both you and him, since you're a guest in his house, just leave, so you won't get any hanor.
I don't understand the logic, Chris. If it's in your own house and the guy is lighting it, for sure it's going to be for you.
No, but we know for sure he did it for both. No, it's true, but we know for sure he did it for both. In a case where we know he did it for both of you, not where we don't know. We know for sure he did it for both of you. But so since it's your house, we say you get to stay. where it's somebody else's house, so there we'd say, since part of the malachi did it for you, so then leave. Okay, I understand what you're saying. You're looking at what the motivation is, but we know what the motivation is.
It sounds like the guy should have to stay in the Jew's house.
I understand very well what you're saying. You're saying that where it takes place should indicate to us the motivation.
Yes.
But the Gemara is not talking about that case. The Gemara is not talking about where the motivations are known for us in the, known to us independently. So the motivations are not what's in question. You're right. We're talking about motivation, so it's more likely if it took place in the Jew's house, it's for the Jew. If it took place in the Goy's house, it's for the Goy's. But that's how we're looking at. We're looking at the motivations are equally divided. The question is now what the Jew has to do. So Shmuel would have left because it was in somebody else's house, right? Where it has been in his own house, and Shmuel remained, as it seems to be the indication in our Mishnah. Okay? Rabbi Lezer said, if that's the case that we're not machiach on a person to leave his house, why did Shmuel turn back to use the light? In other words, Shmuel had no way of knowing what he's saying. Shmuel had no way of knowing whether it was lit for solely for the guy or for both the guy and the Jew. What did Shmuel see? He just saw that the guy started reading Ishtaros, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, Shmuel should not have turned around, meaning to not have turned back to use the light. Mm-hmm. He should have assumed it was lit 50-50 and should have left the house. So he says, by virtue of the fact that we see that Shmuel remained in the house, it must be that originally he thought it was being lit only for himself, only for the Jew. And that's where he intended to leave. And then when he saw it was being lit at least for both of them, because the guy was using the light, that's when he decided to stay. So he rejects the original dichotomy. The original dichotomy is between whether it's your house or the other guy's house. He says that's the case, Shmuel should have left anyway, because it was another guy's house. He doesn't know for sure that the guy lit exclusively for himself and not for Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, no. The Gemara gives a different dichotomy. The Gemara is like the dichotomy is Rabbi Lezer intends to indicate a different dichotomy. If the guy does it for both you and for him, it's permissible. What Shmuel thought originally is that the guy was doing it exclusively for him, Shmuel, and not for himself, the guy. Okay.
Now, maybe Shmuel could leave because of that Kishon. I mean, he said a Persian royalty.
That we don't know if it's royalty. It doesn't say royalty. No, it doesn't say royalty. It just says Parsi. Parsi. You're right. That could have been a factor, but we don't see that was. Nobody takes that into account, so I guess we knew somehow that wasn't one of the factors here. You're right. Theoretically, it could be an issue. It says, going back to the Mishnah, we know that this, when fact what took place there, the Bavli, I think, brought this down to him, is that they said to Rabbi Gamliel, can we go down? Armelani said, since he didn't do it for us, we're allowed to go down. Now, I think, if I recall correctly, in the little letter here in the Amish, but seems to assist me, is that the maskon of the Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi in our sugya. In other words, Yerushalmi here seems to come to the conclusion that if you did it for both the Jew and the Goy, it's permissible.
Right?
Right? We don't pass in that way.
Really?
He passes it's only mutter if the Jew Goy did it exclusively for himself. Did it for the Jew, it's only mutter after Kadesh Shiyasa. Only Motzei Shabbos. Only Motzei Shabbos. Seven times elapsed in order to perform the activity. So we don't pass him like this, Gemara. Okay?
We spoke about coffee on Shabbos or the Dunkin' Donuts.
It has to be done for themselves or for majority of non-Jews. Okay? Let's say for that, Barrett. Next, Barrett. Any objects can be carried on Shabbos, or any containers, let's call them. But that was the same imoin, together with their doors. Even if the doors broke off on Shabbos. Vein of domin of losses are bites, they're not comparable to the doors of a house, which you cannot carry if they broke off from their hinges. Because they weren't prepared from before Shabbos. And what that means, the Gemara is going to explain. So it says, Gemara, losos abayis deruba. There's a deruba here means there's a chiddush. Ruban very often means a rabusa. In Aramaic means a chiddush in Hebrew, a novel concept. Okay, so dlosses habayis deruba. There's a novel concept, a chiddush by the doors of the house. Dlosses hakeinim deruban. And there's also a novel concept, the chiddush by the doors of the vessels. Glosses are by the chiddush by the doors of the house. Shafa bishis bakarim Shabbos, even though they become separated from before Shabbos begins. Also, the talklum b'Shabbos. Even if the door came up 10 inches on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to move the door on Shabbos. It's not a well-known halacha, but if your door comes off a door comes off hinges, you're not allowed to move it. It's muktzah. Okay?
Muktzah.
The Gemara is going to explain it. Gemara didn't explain it yet. Dat lasis hakelim, the ruba, by dlasis hakelim, there's a chiddush, by the doors of the objects, of the containers, shava bishin is barkum Shabbos, even though they become removed on Shabbos, nitolim is Shabbos, you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. Now, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, lefi she'enem min hamuchan. What does it mean? I mean, the Mishnah race says, "Fish enemy namuchon." What does that mean? Says Gemara, "Vein tashmishon ela gav karka," because the doors of the house are made to use on the ground, and therefore they look always like they're part of the binyan. So even to move them, Chazal determined, is similar to, you know, like looks like bone. It's very, it's a weak connection, but it's a sufficient connection to ban the carrying thereof. It's kai muksa, which comes from, you know. I guess it's almost muktzah machmas gufo, just like sticks and stones. So do anything which is designated for the purpose of construction for use in the ground. That's forbidden to carry on Shabbos, and this is that's why it's forbidden. Okay. Of course, if you designate before Shabbos to be a table, you know, then or to use as a bench, then it would be permissible. But it's not about a case where you did not designate it prior to Shabbos beginning. Okay. Lefi shem min hamuchan, again, enter shmishal get their karka. Rabbi Avoh b'shem Reb Lozer. Rabbi Avoh b'shem Reb Lozer said, this is in the Bavli as well. But Rishon originally, Yehoyu Akelim Nitolim b'Shabbos. Originally, years ago, all vessels were carried on Shabbos. Kevin Shenechshu Lios Mechal Yom Tovim b'Shabbos. This once in the days in the Chemia, there was suspicion. Why it said suspicion that people were Mechal Yom Tovim b'Shabbos? That, Hodol Dixiv, as it says, by Yom Yimayim on those days, Reisib Yudah, I saw in Yehuda Dorchim Nichot Nikitos b'Shabbos. They're pressing their presses. Wine presses on Shabbos. They're pressing wine presses on Shabbos. And they were loading their donkeys on Shabbos, Vegoimer, etc. Also in a call, at that point they forbade everything. They forbade moving any keli, anything. Came on Shenigdu, once people started keeping Shabbos better, they successively allowed more and more stuff. Gradually they allowed everything to carry. Chutz, with the exception of Muktzah Machmas Gufa, or Muktzah Machmas Chesronkis. What's Muktzah Machmas Chesronkis? I caught myself. I said Muktzah Machmas Gufa, but that's not what we're talking about, because we're talking about Kalim. Muktzah Machmas Gufa, something which is Muktzah because of its very nature, is something which is not a named kli, by definition, a stone or a stick, right? Something like that. So we're talking about things which are Kalim. What are kelim which are prohibited? So it says, a meser agodol, a large saw, the yotzit shel machresha, and the peg of a plow. Since they're very significant and very heavy, so people leave them only in one space. People don't move them on Shabbos. Therefore, they're mukta. Rebbe Yosemar of had tziporin. Tziporin is like a bit which drills into metal. In other words, a metal, something which will drill metal is very tough and hard and very important. So it remains sharp. Rabbi Shimon Leomer, Afa Hogan, also anchors of a boat, which are obviously very heavy. So since they're very heavy, so they're not to be moved on Shabbos. Meducha, a garlic press. In Yesh Boshum, it's got garlic in it. Metalton, so you can carry it because it's butthole to the garlic. So it's primary and significant in that case is the garlic, so you can carry the press. Because it contains the garlic. If not, a metal, so if not, you cannot carry it. Shimon Leomer, Meducha Ktano, if it's a small press, the tenas agabishuch, which is normally left on a table, so it doesn't have a specific place. It's not going to be mukta machmas chesron kis. It's left lying on the table all the time anyway. Harei kikor, it's no different than a plate. Umetalten so b'shabbos, you can carry on Shabbos, even though its normal lacha is lesser, because what's it normally used for? Pressing garlic, and that's awesome. But nonetheless, it's not considered to be mukta machmas chesron kis, because it's not choshev. So therefore, at worst, it's muktzah machmas klishim lachta lister, and therefore you can carry it on Shabbos. Okay?
Now, I may be mixing two. I know I'm mixing up two concepts. Is that, let's say, an anchor. It's very heavy. You need two people. So is that ain't no yachol? Is that ain't no yachol? You need two people.
Funny you should bring that up. It will come up later on.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to come up. Okay? So you're not mixing. You are mixing concepts, but you're correct anyway. Happens. Okay? So, says no further. We'll see that. I don't know what dates. I think we get that. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Rabbi Lezer said, Konam l'taras kelim shonah. Now, all these limitations we're talking about, you know, the the garlic press that has to be small is before they're matir kelim. This is way the times in the chemia when they still ban the use of all objects on Shabbos, because after it's mutter, so then there's we don't have to take into account whether it's large, small, because the only things which are mukhtam makam in case are those things which are large in your koved lem makam, which are the saw and the peg. Okay, to Talmud Tzidim, we learnt over there klustera is a bolt which you use to bolt the door shut. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Shem Tei Pesach Zu, you, in order to get it from one door to another, you can't really carry it. You have to shove it down on the ground and kind of kick it or push it from door to door. You can't actually carry it. Carrying this bolt is forbidden. Shem Tei Pesach Zu V'Toyle B'Chaver, then you kick it or somehow shove it over to the other door where you want to use it. V'Toyle B'Chaver B'Shabbos, then you can hang the other door on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Arei K'chol Kelim. No, you take it even a step further. It's like any other vessel, M'Taltos B'Chot, you'll have to carry it in a courtyard. Devei Rabbi Yane, Amri Nas Rabbi Yane, they said, B'Chot Shlo Yir V'Hi Mas Nisin. Our Mishnah is talking about a chotzer where there is no Eruv. Says more what? How can you say this? Im chotzer shliv is about a chotzer a koya where there is no air. Adoy did tina reikachol kelim and taltels b'chotzer. It's like any other vessel and you can carry it. It's a chotzer shenim oreves. If it has no air in the chotzer, you can't carry nothing there. I'm not even talking about you can carry. No way. So devei rabbiani Rabbi Yisib shem Rabbi Yirmiyah and Chanina Mati ba. He inclined to say his name, Rabbi Lezer, called him Lataras Kalim Shanu. This is before their Matir vessels. Right? And that's why Rabbi Yoshua says you can't carry it outright, you have to kind of kick it from place to place. You know, shove it from place to place, because it's before their Matir Kalim. Even though it's a Kli which is Machdol, it's sort of the Heter, right? It's the lock doors, but since it's before their Matir Kalim, so it's also like any other Kli, right? Says more, that cannot be either. Excuse me. Yikoyim la'toras kelim shonav. It's talking about a case of prior to there being matzah kelim. Hadol to the tina. In that case, harei kechol kelim v'taltelos b'chotzer. How can their opinion that you can carry in the chotzer outright? Before their matzah, nobody disagreed. Everybody agreed that there was such a gzeiro. So therefore, it can't be talking about before la'toras kelim either. Bottom line is, we're stuck. We don't know when exactly this price is going on. What it's going on exactly. A mishnah. We don't know what this mission is going on. Nevertheless, being Yerushalmim, we forge weiter.
Maybe because they're kicking it, it's tilting on its side.
I made a mistake. I apologize. I just did something very bad. Hmm? Not very bad. Could be worse. The Gemara does answer. Sorry, I forgot. But the Gemara does answer. Gemara says, no, even before Atoras Kalim, Kishlosha Kalim HaMetalti Mechotzer, even before their Matur all Kalim, before they gave carte blanche to carry everything, there were three Kalim which could be carried in the Chotzer. Because even at that time, they had to be matir three basic implements. What are the three basic implements they're matir? Number one, sakin k'teluay, sakin k'tan, a small knife to cut food. Number two, mikso shel tvela, a large cleaver to cut apart crepe press date cakes. And number three, zume lister, a ladle for the soup. Literally to remove the excess fat for stuff from the soup, but it's a ladle for the soup. So here too, they were matir moving, according to Bin, they were matir, these three, they were matir also the moving the bolt from place to place, because the bolt was also part and parcel of these kalim, which are essential, and therefore he yells it even before they matir all other kalim, this is one of those which are mutter.
Now, the chotzer, did it have an eruv or didn't have an eruv?
An eruv. Right? And the machlokas says whether this is one of the mutter kalim, before HaTorah's kalim, whether this is one of the ones that are matir or not.
Pushing it is like a tiltum and
tzad. Right, that would be mutter. You're right. But the question was on the opinion which held you can carry it out right. Okay, says more chatzaitros. It's the trumpet with which you blow Erev Shabbos, right, to signify the onset of Shabbos. To cash leashes, you blow the third time, Rosh Hagag at the top of a roof, and Menichim and Koyim, you leave it there on the roof till after Shabbos. That's more of a low Kaili, is in a Kaili, why can't you move it? I'm Rabbi Yudan Koyim Latar, it's Kaili Mishonah, this is before their Matar Kaili. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Loza said, Kanim Umaklos. It says in Kanimar, it says that when they used to come at Shabbos to change the bread, the show breads in the Beis HaMikdash, so they couldn't remove the little rods between the bread, which held the one bread over the other. The Maklos means when they used to shecht the Pesach, the Korn Pesach, on when Erev Pesach came in on Shabbos, So they didn't have enough hooks in the base of Mikdash to hang them from in order to skin them. So they used to put their hand one on each other's shoulder and dangle it between the two of them, between two Kohanim, and they used to skin it that way. You remember that?
Yes.
From Sachin. So in that, both these cases, if all kalim are mutter, so why can't you rearrange the rods on the shulchan, and why can't you take a stick in order to use to hold the korban, right? In order to dangle it and to skin it. Yeah, but they could have, on Sunday, would remove the rods in order to kind of air everything out. So why did they do the airing out on Shabbos? Right, they could have done it then. Why have to wait till Sunday? So says more, you're right. Right, Bezir, Bishar, Merlil said, Kani Maklis, Kolim HaTorah's Kalim Shonu. This is prior to the Heta, which they gave. In other words, the time of the Chemi, when they asked for it, obviously even the Beis HaMikdash. Even though normally say Kani is Rizim, man, but they asked for this in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And that's why they couldn't use the rod, they couldn't tamper with the with the rods and use the sticks.
The Vakin Shil's Fida.
The boards which you have in a ship, which are, I guess, are spare in order to make repairs. Emetalti knows some Shabbos is not to carry them Shabbos. Mechusim agabi keli. If they're used to cover a vessel, or agabi ochen or food, arei ein kikisu kol came to like the cover of any to any vessel. Emetalti knows some Shabbos not to carry them on Shabbos. Vezui vushi eshu yele to our kli. It's got to have the form of a vessel. Oh, I skipped, right? Amar, the next word being made is a typo. This is our old friend. Amar Rabbi Lo. I haven't had him in a long, long time. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Lo, yeah, obviously, was an expert in Zeroid, because he doesn't happen too much in Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Lo, I have a God to take my Kikisu Kalim, even though you said that when it's used to cover a vessel, you can move it. Vushela Torah Kli, it's got to look like a Kali. It's not enough that you just wear, this is a very big Chumra, we never had this in the Bavli. It's not enough just to designate it as a Kisui. As a cover of a vessel, it actually has to look like the cover of a vessel, not like a board.
So what about the door that you're designating as a table?
It better work. Oh, according to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it won't work.
Right.
Yeah, it would have to look like it could be. I don't know. Taka doesn't say. Now, this is the point you were making before. Anything which is you can carry with two people, you can carry it. Now this type, but should be b'shlosha ba'arba chamisha. If you need three or four or five people, also it's also to carry. So taka, anything up to two people have to carry, it's not mukta. Anything heavier than that becomes mukta. Why is that? Because you're kovelo makom, because it can't be moved except by several people. Why? I guess you could ask why two is mutter, but I guess it's not considered to be chashuv at that point. It's only chashuv once it gets past two and requires three people to move. Okay? Says more. I'm Rabbi Zirvzir said, no. Became that Tom Rabbi Shnayim Mutter. Once you said it's Mutter, as long as two people can hold it, I feel Arba Chamisha Mutter, it's Mutter even if it's larger than that. He argues, and it seems to be passing like him. And that's Mada, my Rabbi Mona. That's that which Rabbi Mona said, I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, have an Italian Taunin Safsolin. Safsula, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, the young men were carrying the benches in the base of Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, the Sabaya Messiah, the old men helped them out. I obviously took several people to move the bench, and nonetheless, it was mutter to move. Why is it mutter to move? Because we bask in that, no matter how many people it takes, you're allowed to move it, that doesn't make it mutter. Okay? Rabbi Lezer Sherev Mechia said, there was a mice even further than that. Which is Tiltu Koroncho based Rebbe B'Shabbos. They moved the carriage in Rebbe's house, the wagon, on Shabbos. Even though it took many people to move it, I guess.
Distinguished the woman's carriage.
It obviously took a lot of people, but nonetheless they moved it. That's where a big deal. What's the chiddush? The loaf kli wasn't a kli like anything else. We just said, okay, I'm allowed to move. What's the difference with this? So says more. I'll tell you. Shalom tomar ho vein tashmish and el agav mekomon. You might say that since you only use it in the place where it is. No, I'm not sure what that means, actually, because it's a wagon. No, it's not what he's saying. He's saying because of leaving the place.
This is what the
Brisa
say. The only time I would leave the place is to do something, and that's also in Shabbos.
So I guess normally you leave in one place unless you're actually traveling. So therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry it. And traveling, not allowed to do anyway. Something like that. Must be something fair. That's why I might think you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Come on, Shmuel, there you are. Rabbi Yehuda, b'shem Shmuel, said, kupas gedolos, large baskets, v'sugin gedoli, another type of basket. Metalin on some Shabbos was allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Shlotom, I do not say, oh, v'tashmisham b'mkom on emetalin on some. Do not say that since normally people don't move them, then you can't allow to now carry them, they're still considered to be movables. You're allowed to carry them. Rabbi Abishem Shmuel said, machbash mitos. This is something, a frame they used to put around the bed in order to shape the mattress. So obviously mattresses were made of hay. They got,
spread out over time. This frame you're allowed to use on you're allowed to move on Shabbos.
Again, you might have thought it's mukta them people leaving specific places. Therefore, now it's a move it commercial and you are. Right, Bava Shem Rav said, "Kovad Elyon Matachta, the upper weight and the lower weight in a mill, Matachli no son, you're allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Chutzinom them, but not the pillars which are embedded in the ground, which hold the millstones." Amrei Rabbi Ba, right, exactly. Amrei Ba, the same. Well, I'm not sure. The same motion says not because of the ground, but because of Ashviya Gumos. So you're going to cut the smooth ground when you move it. All right, but other tamer, but omdim shesham, that's those that stand there permanently. Shesham, they're fixed there. Sounds more like you than the Pnei Moshe, because they're fixed to the ground. I like yours far better. But omdim shesham, but omdim, it should be shekan. Not shebang, but shekan mutter. Those which are stand here, meaning that they're portable. So they're if it's a portable mill.
Kind of like an early forerunner of the PC.
If it's a portable mill, so then you're allowed to use even the pillars which hold the weights on Shabbos, hold the stones on Shabbos. Rav said, these are sticks and ropes which have to do with a loom. Allowed to carry them on Shabbos. Now this is a machlokas. Mata Rabbi Yisa, Rabbi Yechon. That which Rabbi Yisa, this the name Rabbi Yechon was. Mata Rabbi Yisa, that which Rabbi Yisa said was that. I'm not sure where to put the punctuation. Yes, Mad Rabbi Yossi Omar was based on Rabbi Yochanan Shol Rabbi Ben Levi. On the tradition, he had the Rabbi Yochanan as Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi. Ma'al Tato Klei Kores B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry the loom components on Shabbos? I'm going to tell you, he said, you can. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi, however, Lo Amar Kain didn't say this. El Rabbi Yochanan Shol Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi. On the contrary, the Maisa was different. Rabbi Yochanan as Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Ben Levi. Ma'al Tato Klei Kores B'Shabbos. Allowed to carry parts of Luma and Shabbos. Amalei Ema Tautlin. Now I have to carry them. Amalei Lama. So he said, why? Why is they not carry? Amalei Nesha Ein Metautlin. They're not carried. What does it mean they're not carried? Too heavy or too chashim in your miyachim and mokum. You guys leave them in a specific place. Not a lot of corners. A person can take a hammer. I think it's a hammer. Yeah. A hammer, lift to a boy, it goes into crack nuts. Kordom, an axe, lachto, bozadil, in order to cut open, to crack the date, the pressed date. Megira, a sword, or some sort of other sharp implement. Lagerbos, agvina, to cut cheesecakes. No, cakes of cheese, not cheesecakes. Cakes of cheese. Magrefa, this is kind of like a shovel.
Ligrabosa grogeris, to shovel up.
Excuse me, the dried figs. As a rachas, you're allowed to take a rachas, as a mazlek, these are kinds of pitchforks and other kinds of implements. Less you love to cut them in order to feed a child, because you use the fork in order to feed the child. Adults ate with their hands. As a kush, you're allowed to use various different forms of needle. As a kush, as a kark, leap of a mach, lit kho bo, in order to push them into something. Not sure exactly to push them into, maybe garbage to pick it up. I'm not sure what you're doing there. In any event, machat shel yad, you're allowed to take a needle. The Pnei Moshe says use it to pick up the needles. The large needles used to pick up berries from the ground. Of course, the berries cannot be mechuvah lekarka because it's Shabbos, but he's used to pick up the berries from the ground.
This is his original
house. The one of a small needle can be used to take out a thorn or a splinter. The sakoin, a large leaf, those with those can be used to pick a lock instead of a key if you don't have the key. So it says, Marshal, if I'd say about low, it sounds like the only reason you're allowed to take this hammer is in order to break the nuts. But if not for the breaking nuts, you're not allowed to carry it. Masisa the Rabbi Nechemia. That sounds like Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia. Dom Rabbi Nechemia said any time below the Torah. You're allowed to carry vessels for a purpose, and this would not be purposeful unless you didn't get to break nuts. Rabbi Bob and Rabbi Yudah Vishem, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Chanina, Vashem Vishem Rav, they all said, Modin Chachomin, Rabbi Nechem, has nothing to do with whether our mission is Rabbi Nechem or not. This is just an independent statement. Chachomin considered Rabbi Nechem that the three machines you cannot move because they are too significant, even after Matthew Kalim. What are those? Bezaira, Uvimzura, Umchina. What are those three things? Bezaira to Otarba. A Zaira is something with which you press. You press, it's like heavy beams with which you press the grapes. Bezaira, that's another type of element to Chavi what you use in order to beat chaff out of grain. Bemechoina to Kaddish Bay, and in all that you move the machine, because this is a machine which like crushes the kernels of the grain. Now, Kliam Yuchad Isser, Metalto So Torah. A vessel which is normally used for a primitive purpose, one is allowed to carry it if it's necessary. No, I read that. Sorry, that's why you press with it. Bim Mizura Duchayba, which you thresh with it, or Bim Chayna Duchadishba, which you crush with it. Kliam Yuchad is the same way to Kli, which is designated for the purpose of an Isser, such as a hammer. The talent of the sword can carry for a necessity. Lehetar, if it's necessary for, if it's klisha machto lehetar, such as a fork, ben tzor ben shlo tzor can carry whether it's for a specific purpose or not. Amar Rabbi Yisrael said, "Re'eh areichon ekilu b'Shabbos." See how lenient they were on Shabbos, right? Shafilu dvarim she'eit hashmizu shem Shabbos, even stuff which is not necessary for Shabbos, so it's carrying the fork just for the fun of it. And they were allowed that on Shabbos. Now, new thing. Instead of the marriage, be Omar. Omar Abelez is Dupaki. Dupaki is like a table. It's a like a buffet table. So, Matame, Lomitame, why does it come to him? Because even though you eat at a regular table, not at the buffet table, but the Shamash, he eats at the buffet table. So, for it's a keli for him, a keli for an other. Why is the base of this serving table? Why is it mitame? Because sometimes the shamish stands on it in order to get at something. Hey, come see areichon chaychmira b'tuma. How by tuma they were so mach? Shafil dvarim sheit hashbina shem table. Even these are not normally used as a table. Right, a table is used by human being, but the something you stand on, that should be mitame, right? Nevertheless, timo sol sheit table, they put tame as part of the table. Okay, so even though it's not, doesn't have any receptacle, and it's not even used for human being, right? Because it's just used to stand on for the time. Nonetheless, they deem the tame. They're very machmir by tuma. Okay. As a rachos as a mauzeik, malgez, they can use the pitchforks to latzis alei akot lekotar in order to give the child to eat. Hakushva karka litcho bo, you can use the needles in order to plug stuff. Now, Avraham Simon said a very interesting thing. All the mafreshim here go crazy what this means, but I think it's bullshit. I'll explain to you the way I still understand it, and you'll see it works out very simply. I think. Shirley Rabbi Avo Mason Shabbos. Rabbi Avo allowed a person to put down a plaster bandage on himself on Shabbos, not to smear, just to put it down. Mason is like recline, right? When you lie down or something. Hasava, Haseva, Lil Pesa. So he told you allowed him to put on a bandage on Shabbos, which had some salve or ointment on it.
Okay.
So the a poultice, is that what they're called? Poultice, P-O-U-L-T-I-C-E. What's a poultice? So this is something similar. It has some chemicals in it which will pull the pull.
So it's not a fool.
It is a fool. That's what I was about to say. Says more. Right, but our Kamishir Rishay said, must eat some market. Our Mishnah says that. Well, how so? It says, Machot Shia, but Shia, beat the boss of coats. Who says you're allowed to move a needle in order to remove a storm? Even though it's a Klisha Machtel Isser, right? Normally so, it's a so to the bandage of Klisha Machtel Isser. But if a person's in anguish, they're allowed to use it. The same idea. Just like for the Tsar, they're allowed to remove, for anguish, they're allowed to remove a splinter, so too they allow this. It's parallel. Okay, the low cane. If you don't say that, might be in the coats of Zeb. What would the difference between a thorn and this? Why would you mark your thorn and to move a thorn and not this? They're both for anguish, and never they're both mutar. Rabbi Baba Bekumi, my money asked for a mana mau my gabalta biyonta. You know, the poultice is made out of some chemicals and stuff. So is one allowed to need the chemicals on shayyonta? So he says, I'm only in ochel nefesh. No, because not ochel nefesh. Why is not ochel nefesh? Because it's not truly sick. So, and it's not something which you're eating. So therefore, if it was an oil with which you anoint yourself, so then it's possible to say that you're that's considered to be ochel nefesh, because we say sicha is kishisia, right? To anoint is like drinking. But if you're doing it for refuah, which is not true anointing, then it wouldn't be mutter. Okay? Halacha gimel. Koneshel zeisim, if you have a stick for olives. Now, they used to stick the stick into the olive batch to see if it was ready. If it was pressed. And yesh keshe perosho of its guide, a knot at its top. Mikabo to me. You know what that's like? The stick with the knot. It's like those little spoons you receive from Beit Shraga and Matzi from Tikas Chometz. You get the little wooden spoons? That's what this is. Has a base kibble. Right, that's what I was going to discuss. Okay? This has basically that kesher is like a knot. It literally means a knot, but it means your receptacle. Makabotu means lavin, if not any makabotu. Benkach, regardless, nito b'shabbos is a vessel to be carried on Shabbos. The very Rabbi Ani Amrei, what is this? It's a koneshi. It's kinu b'lios b'bol exasim. It was set aside in order to check the olives. Ketzad, how so? Hoye de imluchel b'mashke. Ketzad, how we know if the olives are in or not? Imluchel b'mashke, when they took it out of the mixture, there was some liquid attached to it. B'yadushin ram leil samata means it was fully pressed. Literally, the work of the pressing was finished. Below, if there wasn't liquid on it, low biadush lo nibram lech samaton, then you would know that it wasn't fully pressed. Says Mar, no, for that you don't have to have a receptacle in it. You just check if it gets wet or not, right? Amalei right, mana lo taishma leo sholabo et azesim has to have the receptacle in order to take out some olives. You have to check the olives personally. You can't just rely on whether it's liquid or not. So that was necessary to in order to actually remove olives from the pressing batch. That's what he says here. Elio Sholabo Zasim to remove the olives. Now, new things. Koneshis Kino leave those poke po chalon. If you have a stick which you're using in order to close your window, name my Maya Koshev Toli poke po, let's say, like the Bavli does say, according to one opinion, Rabbi Lezer, that has to be tied on and dangling from the window in order to use it to close the window. We had that very recently, right? Within the past couple of months, right? And if not, and poking, but you're not allowed to use it to close your window. Because it looks like you're adding on to the building. If it's designated for the purpose, even though it's not yet tied and dangling, Shayna Kosher told you still allowed to use it. But look at Rabbi Yochanan, ask why I don't understand. Then Rabbi Yochanan say, Mashcheni Chilfai, Ilfa dragged me, Verani Nagar, Michel Beis Rabbi, he showed me that stick in the house of Rabbi, and it was kosher alpha bishay notoli. It was neither. It wasn't on the ground, nor was it dangling. It was kosher and not toli, right? It was somewhere in the middle. Because Rashi Gamli holds you need both, kosher and toli. Tied on and dangling. Rabbanon hold, all you need is not neither. Just need to have designated. So here he came to Rabbi's house. It was kosher, but not toli. It was tied, but it was dangling on the ground. So what was happening there? Rabbi Yudim, he came with Shinoklov and Nosta Biyodo. Nasik Mafdeh. The truth is, it just happened to the way the Pnei of Moshe explained. Just by coincidence, it happened to be hanging. Then it doesn't have to be hanging. Rather, once it's designated, that's sufficient, even if it's not hanging from anywhere. Okay. Halachda, cooking with gas tonight. Kalkani Tolim Shabbos. Every vessel we carry on Shabbos, chutz min hameser agadol, except for a large saw of yotzei shemachresha and the peg of a plow. Kol kein nitolin litzoy ravishelo litzorech. All vessels can be carried, whether you need them or whether you don't need them, which is rabbanon. Rabbi Chemer and nitolin litzorech. Rabbi Chemer, of course, we're already familiar with, says they're only carried if you need them. Rabbi Nishem Rav said, "Alok, Rabbi Nechemya, a tremendous chumra that you can only carry. Tomer and nitolin litzorech. You're only allowed to carry if it's." Rabbis of Babylonia, right? Chanamai Letzorach once said, we don't know which said which, Chanamai once said that Letzorach means Letzorach Gufo. Letzorach means for the need, for the use of the object itself, such as a hammer to crack nuts. Shalot Letzorach means Shalot Letzorach Gufo, when you're not using the hammer itself, even if it is Letzorach Makomo, right? You're moving the hammer from place to place because you need the place, that's not considered to be sufficiently Letzorach. It's not considered Letzorach. And Rabbi Chaim, anytime El Tzorah Gufo. So Tanakh holds you can take it for any reason. Rabbi Chaim holds you can only take it if it's a Tzorah Gufo. The Choron Amar, the other partner in the sparring match, said the Tzorah means the Tzorah Gufo ul Tzorah Mekomo. In order to move it, you can move it either for Tzorah Gufo because you want to use it to crack nuts, or because you need the place where it was.
Is it either or is it and?
Both. Either. Shlo Tzorach means Shlo Tzorach Gufo Vishlo Tzorach Mekomo when it's neither. Rabbi Chaim Amar, any Tome Tzorach Gufo Tzorach Mekomo, you can take it for any either of those reasons, but not any other reasons. Tadi, we learned Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo Nechlu Beishan Beis Hillel. In another case, Beishan Beis Hillel did not argue. Alam Leim Shematalti No Som Shlo Tzorach. On vessels which are full, one second. What a lame. I guess it's just full vessels. Yeah, obviously, because it has stuff in it. Right, it has stuff in it, so it's a tzorach, right? They shine, but still didn't argue. I'm lame. Should be talking about some shlod tzorach. If it's full of something, then you carry it even shlod tzorach gufo a makoma because it has stuff in it. That's essential. For a konim, you can even carry empty vessels. Sheish b'day to l'malosh. And if you have in mind to carry, fill them up. Now that what you can argue on, I'll shein b'day to l'malosh. If you didn't have in mind to fill them up, sheish b'sham ayoslin b'sham. It says you cannot carry them. Beisil matir. Beisil says mutter. Aha! Says more. I said the b'sham I carry nechemio. Beis Shammai says you can't care for no reason. That's a grabbing Nechemia. Ata mata locha grabbing Nechemia. So you said to me in the beginning of the Suya, Allah is a grabbing Nechemia. The law locha Beis Shammai. Does that not mean Allah is like Beis Shammai? So that's a no-no. So therefore, we don't pass can neither like Rabbi Nechemia nor like Beis Shammai. Okay? That's the way the Pnei Moshe learns. The Korban Eder is a different shot, but the Pnei Moshe says if it's Beis Shammai, it comes out of Rabbi Nechemia, and pass can Rabbi Nechemia and tells passing like Beis Shammai, then we can't pass like Rabbi Nechemia, and therefore we pass like Rabbana, that a Keli can be carried to the Tzorach for Shalom Tzorach. Right? Now, this is Kol HaKeli. Right? Here it sounds like all Kelim. And the Yerushalmi will in fact stick with this a little bit. We actually had it back here, as a matter of fact, and I glossed over it. If you take a look back on Pei Beis on Beis after Mishnah, that Hashalol Fatseh and after Alocha Beis Hashalol Fatseh Bo Lo, it says if you're not taking the hammer to crack nuts, you're not allowed to carry Masis Ramichemi. That's a Ramichemi. Dama Ramichemi. Any Tolmo Letzorech. You're only allowed to carry for a purpose, right? Now it sounds like Korabani you're allowed to carry even a hammer Shalol Letzorech, even though a hammer is a Klishim Lachtol Iser. Even though its purpose is prohibited, nonetheless you carry Shlo Tzorach. So it sounds like the Yerushalmi actually holds, in both here and there, that the that according to Mechemia, Klishim Lachtol Isser, now it's carrying except the Tzorach Gufo Mekomo. According to Rabbanan, even Klishim Lachtol Isser, you're allowed to carry Shlo Tzorach Gufo Mekomo. Because it seems like that's the Machlokas. So later on, Lieberman proves later on that. That's not true. Where did you prove that from? Oh, because later on in that same Gemara, two lines down, it said, Kli am yuchal iser metalkin so l'tzorech. Letter bench lo tzorech, bench lo l'tzorech. If it's Kli am yuchal iser, then you need to have a tzorech for it. So even though it sounds like here we're being mati according to Rabbanan, carte blanche, even a Kli shemachtol iser, even shlo l'tzorech, it's not true. The bottom line is a Kli shemachtol iser must be l'tzorech. That doesn't have to be Letzorach. Okay? Halacha, hey! Kol kem nitolim b'Shabbos, any vessel should be carried on Shabbos. Shivrei nitolim, you can carry its broken shards if it breaks. As long as they're suitable for some work. Shivrei v'reva, such as the broken pieces of pot of a mixing bowl, the chaspen piachov, you can use the carrot to cover the top of a barrel. Shows chur is a broken piece of glass, the chaspen of his piapach to cover the top of a tin container. Rabbi Yom, it's not enough that they can still be used, but vachu also made melachta. They have to be usable in a way similar to their original use, such as shivya areva, the broken pieces of a mixing bowl, latukla sochad mikpeh, have to be usable in order to pour into them a porridge, because that's similar to what they originally used for. Originally used for kneading dough. A porridge is something similar to a dough. Which shows chuchis and oil, but broken pieces of glass have to be used. The tzulut of Hashem, they have to be used to oil hold oil, which is analogous to what they originally did, which is to hold stuff. Time of the tzulut over there is chuchis leak or boroshakar kar. I don't understand. We learned when we learned about Otsoa that what's the minimum shear of glass in order to be chayev? Enough glass to sharpen the top of a stick, top of a sewing needle. Talking about Chayin, here he's saying it has to be larger than it has to have some capacity to either cover or even contain. Yet back there, he said, in just a small piece, enough to serve to sharpen a stick of wood. So says we've had the same answer several times already. Rabach, Rameshim, Shem Rabban. Okay, sorry, he said, Kamba. Oh, first answer we didn't have several times. Second answer. Kamba Ava Kamba Chada. If it's stick glass, so you can't use it in order to sharpen stuff. If it's thin glass, then you can use the sharp glass. Then you can use it to dull Ava's like dull. And Chada sharp. So if it's sharp glass, the shear is a smaller shear, enough to sharpen. Feast the boy, may my son come to say, Kamba Tato Kamotzi. This answer we had several times. That in order to carry, in order to get out of mukta, it's got to be a keli. That's larger. In order to be chayav on otsoa, your chayav on otsoa, which is not a keli, as long as it's useful. That means even a small piece, as long as it's useful for something, which means to sharpen, even if it's not truly a keli. Okay? Not even worse. It's a three. No, it did too. Seems like three. We're a long block today. That's this is only the second hand. I'm debating whether to do a loch of vav because it's a little bit complicated. It's not hard, but we're not going to be able to finish by 9 o'clock. No, we can't make the end of the parak. That for sure not. Because I didn't prepare that for all. What time do you have?
Four minutes.
Alright, let's start. Halacha vav. Now, Evan should be kiruya, a stone which is in a bucket. Has to be fill up water with the bucket and the stone will fall out. You can use it. If not, a malibu, you can't use it because we're afraid that the stone is going to fall out. It's more similarly if you have a piece of wood, shikshur but tfiach, which is tied onto the kiruya, is like a gourd. A tfiach is a true bucket. Malasur Shabbos, Latius, a carrier, to fill up on Shabbos. Now, on the thing, later I'm going to learn. Now, Evan Besoch, if you have a child who's carrying a bucket, and there's a stone in the bucket, you're allowed to carry the child. So it says, Tani Vei Rebbe, the house already said, V'ochlin V'Evan B'socha. It has to be a case where the bucket the child is carrying has food in it, not where it just has a stone in it. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov, Rezvidi, Rishayim, Rabbi Yevo, said, Yispalna Rabbi Chia B'Yitz, Rabbi Yechla. This is Machlokas, actually, between Rabbi Chia B'Yitz, Rabbi Yechla. Rabbi Chia B'Yitz said, Kamastis, you don't, like our Mishnah, you don't need any food in the bucket. Doesn't say our Mishnah need any food in the bucket. Don't need any food in the bucket. Rabbi Yechla said, Kod it Tani B'Rabbi Yechla said, like the house, now sorry, we need some food in the bucket in order to carry it. Says the Mishnah, he said, Pliga Rabbi Yechla, Evet Shabaki Ruya. Our Mishnah argues Rabbi Yechla, right? Says, if you have a stone in the bucket, Imamalim Ba, Vein of Fellas Malibu. If you can fill up with a bucket, it's not going to fall, so you're allowed to fill up with it. Why do you need food in the bucket in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah sounds like even if there's a stone in the bucket, you can allow to use the bucket or the gourd without any food in it. You know, later on, he says, need food in the bucket in order to be able to carry the kid who's carrying the bucket. What's the difference? So says Gemara, here, Kevin Shia Futsa, since it's connected to it, right? It says, And an ofelis means it's wedged into it tightly. It's wedged in, so it's not going to fall out. The futsa means it's wedged. So here it's wedged in. So therefore it becomes tofel, becomes like subordinate to the cave. Kigufa, it becomes like the body of the bucket, and that's where it's mutter. Okay, what about the seifa of our Mishnah? Seifa pliga rabbi chiba yosef. The end of the Mishnah says that if it's not wedged in, filav ema aboy, now let's fill up with it. Yet over there, rabbi chiba yosef says you're allowed to carry your kid who's carrying a bucket, even if it has no food in it, even if it has a stone, even if it has no food in it. Why? Lichor argues, he argues on our Mishnah sounds not like way. It sounds like it has to be specifically wedged in. So says more mevidon came and shasuya lachbid. Since over there in that Mishnah,
then by all means you can collect the compensation for us having it done.
No, in our Mishnah. So in our Mishnah, since the stone, our stone is more usher, because the stone over here is made to give the bucket weight in order that it should sink to the bottom of the well. So that means that the way the stone is choshev. By the kid who's carrying the bucket, which has a stone in it, the kid put the stone in it. There has no choshev to that stone, so therefore it doesn't do anything to affect the status of the bucket. But here, the stone is there for a purpose, in order to weight down the bed to the bucket. It's there to weight down the bucket. Oh, that's why now to carry it, if it's not, unless it's wedged in, because then it becomes choshev, the rest of the bucket is like carrying it. Okay, that's what he says. Kem chesul achbit, since it's made to weigh down the bucket, naskim to the kal kira gavim, to see if you're carrying the bucket on top of the stone, not the stone inside the bucket. Marvel at Rabbi Yochan. Now, what does Rabbi Yochan do with our seifa? Not with our seifa, with our reisha. What does Rabbi Yochan do with the reisha? Yeah, where it's wedged in, why is it permissible? So the stone is important. So again, like we said before, naskim tal tekurato, because there it becomes part and parcel of the court. It's part of the wall. Now Maslisa pliga Rabbi Yochan. It seems that the machlokas later on, the Mishnah later on, argues Rabbi Yochan, because it says later on, noitel adam benovo even biyado v'kavkola, a person can take his son and with a stone in his hand, or a kavkola v'even besocha, or a bucket with a stone inside it. Now I understand that where that's in the bucket, so then. He said, together with the stone in the bucket, you have food. But what about where your kid is holding the stone? In and of itself, according to Rabbi Yochan, why are you allowed to carry a kid who's holding the stone in that case? So the Gemara gives one answer is obvious, and one which is very lomdish. Says the Gemara, one answer, it's part of the question. You need to have the stone with food, and he was just carrying a stone by itself. So first the answer is Boshin. Rabbi Koyim Shere Rabbanon said, Talmud said, Rabbi Koyim said, the rabbis of Bavel, Tinok Oso Soka Ochin. A child is like food. Just like the child is the food, right? Because you want to carry your child, right? So carrying your child holding the stone is like carrying a bucket holding a food and a stone. The child is in lieu of the stone. It's a chashuva thing which counterbalances the stone. You don't like that answer? The next one you like. That was the Pashut answer. The next one is the Lomdish answer. Tam and Armin, I guess they said in Bavel, also even biatino kikameh mumche biaratino. They made the stone in the kid's hand like an expert amulet in the hands of its hand. Well, in the hands of a kid. Why is that? Because the kid likes the stone, so it becomes a toy. Right? It's like a pacifier for him. Right, you see? Great minds think alike. You are the lumpish answer the more. So that's the why it's mutter over there, because it becomes part and parcel of the kid's plaything, and therefore it's okay.